National Farm Machinery Show kicked off with a great crowd on Wednesday at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville. Activities continue today. Full day of activities slated for the National Farm Machinery Show at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville. Also, a big start to tomorrow's National Farm Machinery Show. It's a special worship service coming up bright and early on Friday morning. Mike Barbee talks more about the events coming up Friday at the National Farm Machinery Show.
Well, we're having a prayer gathering. First time that in Louisville, Kentucky, we've had a prayer gathering. And 45 days ago, Ag Associates of Christ, a member I'm with, and we've got members all over the United States. In fact, we even got some across the water. So, but we got to talking about with the input costs for the farmers so high this year, and with the many different obstacles that the farmers going through, and our faith in Christ, we felt like this would be the ideal time to have us a prayer gathering. And when we first started talking about it, Alan, about 45 days ago, of course, we was talking about what rooms we needed to get and working with Freedom Hall and the people there that put it on. And finally, it come down that we've actually got the big arena in Freedom Hall, and which will seat somewhere around 12,000 people. And we thought, well, is that the right place? But we feel like we're going to fill it now. I mean, and with the followers we've got, and then plus it's going out on Facebook Live, and we're going to be able to stream it. And we've got some tremendous speakers coming and being a part of what we're doing there.
You called me initially about 45 days ago and told me this is coming together. Sounds like it's really come together quick, Mike.
It has. It has. And that just shows you that Christ is in it, because that's not man, that's Christ. And we are thinking that that he's orchestrating everything. Yes, we got to follow the leads he gives us. But with the people that we've got coming speaking, of course, we've got Angus Buckham. If you've never heard of Angus Buckham, he's a South African farmer. And if you ever seen the movie Faith Like Potatoes, the farm, this movie was written off his story and his farm. And he's got a tremendous story, and he's going to be doing video live because of the COVID deal. He can't come, but he's going to be doing streaming live that morning of the thing. And then we have Franklin Graham with is going to be streaming live that morning because he can't fly in, but he's going to be streaming live and doing a presentation for us over that. And but another thing, when we were thinking about this, how could we, and of course the tornado happened in Mayfield and Dawson Springs and in Kentucky, how could we help? And so we decided to make this a fundraiser. And you can able to donate to that. It's going to Samaritan's Purse, and then Farmers for Christ has got a fund set up just to help the farmers that went through some troubling times.
I think it's wonderful, and you know, for folks to come, that's really what you want to do. Love to fill up Freedom Hall. How do folks get registered? Do they need to get registered? They just show up or what?
Well, if you'll go on prayingfarmers.com, P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, farmers.com. And you can register right online and come. But you don't have to register. You just show up. So it's at 7:30 Louisville time. The music actually starts at 7. We got Sam L. Smith, which is a Kentucky boy, young boy. I think he's been at the Future Farmers of America. He sung with them, and he's got a tremendous voice. And he's going to start singing at 7 o'clock. And then the prayer time starts at 7:30. And we've got several different people that will be on the stage praying. For different, we have some Sonny L. Smith, Purdue, Sonny Purdue is going to be a part of our deal. He's going to be video and streaming live too into it. And then we have different politicians. The people will be praying for politicians. We got farmers that will be praying. So we've got a big deal that's going to be going on that morning. And we hope to get it over in about an hour. So it's about an hour's time.
Sounds good. What a great way to start your time off at the Farm Machinery Show on that Friday morning, too.
That's right.
A lot of people go up there and stay, and I know you guys do it best from your business at Best Boy Ag as right. Well. So, great way to start things off, isn't it?
Yes, it will. And I know it's early for some people, you know, we felt like this is the time that we need to do this, and we all have faith in the Lord, and we feel like that this is time. And I was sharing with a man yesterday, you know, a farmer has more faith than anybody in the world. You know, he buys at one man's cost and sells at another man's price, and then what he good seed in the ground and situation going on right now.
I think it's so important, Mike. And
Everything that's around, you want to donate to the Samaritan's Purse or their Farmers for Christ, you are able to do it right there. And then also, if you can't be there that morning, It will be stream-labbed on Facebook. If you'll go in, and it'll give you a stream where you can go and you can be there. It may not be in person, but you can be see what's going on. And we encourage right now people to start praying for this thing and for how we can most benefit the times that we're living through right now.
How much are you hoping to raise through this whole?
Well, we didn't put a total on that. We want whatever God tells us to raise, and but we feel like that there's no doubt we're over $100,000. We feel like that we put together for this.
Reporting from the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm Alan Watts.